Hi, this is Pastor Brett Walker, and I don't know what to say at this point. This is guerrilla Christianity. I've been watching what's going on the news for the last... It just seems like it never ends. I don't know even when it all started. I can't even think of when was the first thing. When was the first shot fired? When was the first injustice? I just don't know. I can't point to it. Probably not even in my lifetime. Probably not in the lifetime of anybody who might be listening to this. When I consider everything that's been going on between the police, the Black Lives Matter movement, protesters, shooters, mass killings, I look at everything that's going on and I just shake my head. It's not easy to be a human being at this moment. It's just not easy. I don't want to identify myself with this race of people. It's unbelievable. You know, I've read the Bible several times. And what I have gathered through many readings is that people are basically flawed. People, as a whole, are sinful, destructive, murderous, lustful, any number of bad things that you could think of, that's what we are. At our core, at our heart, we are just bad. There is no good in us at all. The Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Romans that there is none righteous, no, not one. Not one. And that includes me. That includes me. I'm not pointing the finger here. I'm not casting blame. I'm not saying it's your fault. It's their fault. It's them. It's not us. It's them. I'm saying I'm responsible for my own shortcomings as well. And I'm just disappointed. What's most disappointing to me is how we seem to be escalating. It gets more and more intense by the day, to the point where it's uncomfortable to even go out into the world and interact with other people. One of my favorite movies when I was younger was The Godfather. It's a great movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Mario Puzo wrote the book. This is what I learned from watching The Godfather, from watching, West Side Story. There was a movie in the 70s called The Warriors that was about gang violence. And something I've learned from all of this, Boys in the Hood, here's another good example. There's something to be learned from all this. Nobody remembers who fired the first shot. Everybody wants to be the one who fires the last shot. And nobody ever is the one who fires the last shot. It just goes on and on and on and on. If we want to be the person who fires the last shot, what we have to do is not fire the last shot. Violence is not going to end violence. It's not about who has a bigger stick. It's not about who has the stronger arm. It's about who has the strength and the courage to walk away. Jesus said, "You have been told from of old that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That, my friends, is the only way that this violence will ever end. Martin Luther King said, and I'm paraphrasing, darkness does not chase away darkness. Only light can do that. And likewise, hate cannot chase away hate. Only love can do that. Brothers and sisters, if we can come together in love, then there is nothing on earth that can make us react in hate. We have to love. That's our responsibility. And whether you're a Christian or a Jew or Muslim or an atheist, maybe you don't believe in God, it doesn't matter. The only thing that is going to cure this cancer of violence and hate is love. It's the only thing that will finally put an end to all of this. Not standing on a rooftop gunning down police officers. Not holding down people and shooting them in the head. None of that is going to end this cycle of violence. What's going to end the cycle of violence is when we finally all put our arms down and raise our hands to embrace one another in love. That's all we have. It's the only weapon that we have to win this war. This is Pastor Brett Walker. Thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity. And God bless you.